Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The Swedish film director Ingmar Bergman once stood before a painting of Christ which hung in a cathedral in Europe. As he gazed intently at the painting, he whispered, "Speak to me." But there was only silence, so goes the story. A former KGB operative in Ukraine told me that it had been reported that the founder of a monastery who died several hundred years ago said that if people would go to his grave and sit there, he would communicate with them. Now, this man was an atheist. He was also the KGB agent in charge of this very monastery. So to satisfy his curiosity, in the dead of winter, he went to the grave where the old monk had been buried. For 4 long hours, in bitter cold weather, with snow on the ground, he sat on the grave. Now, according to his testimony, 2 things happened that afternoon. First, he got very, very cold. But did he hear from the old saint who was buried there? No, but he did seem to hear a quiet voice within that said, "You don't have to seek guidance from a dead saint. I will be the one who will guide you." He believed this one was Jesus Christ speaking to him, very much as Paul heard the voice of the risen Lord on his way to Damascus. Now, if a changed life is evidence of what happened, then I would put this one in the valid category. The former KGB operative abandoned his atheism, finished a theological education, and embarked on a career synthesizing the Bible and science. About a generation after the Ascension, the writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews confronted this very issue of how God communicates with us. He wrote, "Long ago God spoke in many different ways to our fathers through the prophets, in visions, dreams, even face to face, telling them little by little about His plans. But now in these days He has spoken to us through His Son, to whom He has given everything, and through whom He made the world and everything that is in it." Now, when Jesus was here in the flesh, He said, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." Now, I take this to be His promise as He says, "If you're serious about wanting to know who I am, I will reveal this to you." And what's the best way to find out? Go to a cathedral, as did Ingmar Bergman, and command the painting of Christ to speak. Go to the grave of a dead saint somewhere and wait for some sign, some voice. Fast and pray until you see a handwriting on the wall. No, the best way to discover who Jesus Christ is through the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 4 accurate witnesses to the events of the first century. Matthew was a minor tax official when Jesus walked by one day and called him to follow him. His experiences are firsthand. Mark was the son of Mary and cousin of Barnabas who grew up in Jerusalem. The early church met in his mother's home, so his point of view is like the click of a camera shutter as he described event after event. Luke was a Syrian physician whose organized and precise information came from eyewitnesses. And John, the youngest disciple, was an eyewitness. He tells that he himself was the disciple whom Jesus loved, something claimed by no other person. The reality is that millions of people have found that they can know Jesus as a living, vibrant person, not a dead Christ buried in a Palestinian tomb. You will find him as you search for him. No, he will find you. And you can know for yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.